Thank you for submitting, by West DC, read by X-Man Hater. Boring. Another tired submission of a log with a Coke can. You could do better, but I suspect you won't. Ridiculous. F. Inspired use of light and shadow, sender. The posing, framing, and color coordination between your binder and your cock against the stark white background elevates this dick pic from merely sexy to erotic. A+. Another joke pic. The use of emoji to dress your dick is unoriginal, though decently executed, and the clean background and inclusion of your hand and body shows you put more effort into this than the juvenile attempt at humor suggests. Have confidence in your dick, sender. C. Sender, I can tell you have taken some lessons from this blog by your inclusion of your torso and hand, and the fact that this photo is not simply focused on the dick itself. However, the cluttered background and overexposed lighting keep this from being a truly first-class dick pic. B. Submission of an unsolicited dick pic. Unsurprisingly, it is poorly lit, poorly framed, and utterly unerotic in every way. Sender, my condolences for being subjected to this appalling attempt at seduction. F. Artwork. Black and white photography is almost cliche among those shooting for high marks here, but you use it well. Most often dick pics showcase an erection, but you are not afraid of treating your soft dick like an erotic centerpiece. This dick pic is coy, almost teasing, and evocative. Excellent submission, sender. A+. Lazy. Putting a seasonal hat on your dick does not improve a lackluster dick pic. Try harder, sender. D-. Wei Ying scrolls through the blog in absolute delight. He'd been texting Nie Huaisong, complaining about yet another gross dude on Grindr, thinking that an ugly mugshot of his unimpressive dick with "you like" was an appealing opening message. "Ugh, those are the worst," Nie Huaisong had said. "You should send it to Hung Won Jun and let him rip it to shreds." At Wei Ying's confused question mark, Nie Huaisong had sent back a single link and a winky face emoji. Hung Won Jun, apparently, is the author of a blog whose entire deal is critiquing and rating dick pics. He can be delightfully bitchy, especially to photos that are submitted as received unsolicited. But his ratings are fair, demonstrate a good eye for photography, are pleasantly body positive, and make a point of encouraging the senders who actually make an effort. An A-plus rating is rare, though. Wei Ying has only had this blog for 5 minutes, but he is making it his mission in life to earn one. He scrolls through the private album on his phone to find his best shot. This mission proves harder than expected. When Wei Ying gets the notification a few days later that his submission has been reviewed, he excitedly opens up Hung Won Jun's blog, only to see his picture with the caption, "A very basic dick pic. The rucked down pants and high selfie angle make your picture seem hurried and unconsidered, and not in a good way. And the flat lighting does you no favors. You can do better, sender. C+." C+? Wei Ying supposes Hung Won Jun has seen a lot of dick pics and must be a discerning judge, but C+ seems unfair. The emoji guy had gotten a C. Wei Ying is going to earn an A+ if he has to send Hung Won Jun 1,000 dick pics. Unfortunately, by the third submission from Wei Ying, aka Tumblr user Yuing Laozu, Hung Won Jun seems to have realized what he's doing and is finding something to deduct points for from each picture Wei Ying sends. Too boring, too weird, too little focus on the dick, too much focus on the dick. It's intensely frustrating, and every sub-perfect rating spurs Wei Ying to submit again and again. Even Wei Ying's best effort, a very hot, in his opinion, mirror selfie with a bright red ribbon wrapped alluringly around his hips under his balls and tied off with a bow at the base of his shaft, receives only a B+, with points deducted because the messy background and dirty mirror distracts from an otherwise good shot. When Wei Ying complains to Nie Huaisong that Hung Won Jun is being unfairly critical, Nie Huaisong has the nerve to laugh at him. He tries to argue that no one else has even gotten so very many separate submissions rated, which surely has nothing to do with anything. "That's not the point, Nie Xiong," he whines. "Yes, Hung Won Jun is looking at my pictures, but it's like he has a personal vendetta against my cock. It's a very sexy cock. What has he got against it, huh?" "Well, I'm sure I wouldn't know about that," Nie Huaisong muses. "It's not all about the cock, though. Maybe you need to go more abstract? Really make it artistic, not just a sexy photo. If it's artistic he wants, Wei Ying can do artistic. The next submission from Yiling Laozu to make the blog is a painting, not a photograph, that makes use of color and negative space to imply a dick that is not actually shown. It gets reblogged a lot with tags like brilliant artwork and wow, OP, that's super sexy. Hungwon Jun's review, however, reads, a puzzling submission to rate. You clearly show mastery of your chosen medium, and the picture is artistic, erotic, and beautifully suggestive. A stunning piece of art. However, this blog is titled Rate My Dick Pic, and this composition contains no dick. No grade. Now he's just mad. The picture Wei Ying submits next is intentionally bad. Shit lighting, boxer scrunched up around his knees, top-down close-up shot of his hard dick poking straight out with a fuck you written on it in black Sharpie. The following day, Wei Ying gets a notification with a link to a text post. Shameless. You are not qualified to chastise me. Another such attempt will earn you a block. Hungwon Jun doesn't even post the picture. Embarrassed both by his outburst and the Sharpie ink still on his dick, Wei Ying messages Hungwon Jun with a simple, understood, sorry. He really doesn't want to get blocked, and not just because he's yet to complete his quest. Hungwon Jun's blog is so fun. Wei Ying reviews his photos and all of Hungwon Jun's feedback and comes to the conclusion that the only way to top his highest-rated submissions is going to be to have someone else take the photo for him. Nie Huaisong, who got him into this whole situation in the first place, just laughs and refuses to help. He's going to have to ask Lan Chan. Lan Chan, his buttoned-up, very private, dearest friend and roommate, who's probably never even considered sexting, and who is also a stone-cold hottie Wei Ying has maybe sort of been nursing a tragically unrequited crush on for years. Shit. Lan Chan, I have a kind of a weird favor to ask. Wei Ying is leaning against the counter in their apartment, trying desperately to sound casual. Ask, Lan Chan replies. It's a photography favor, Wei Ying says. I know how good you are, and I could really use your help with the project. Photography has been Lan Chan's hobby since high school, and he's really, really good. Surely if anyone can take a dick pic that will meet Hungwon Jun's exacting standards, it will be him. Anything for Wei Ying. How can I help? Wei Ying's heart melts a little, the way it always does when Lan Chan says things like that. He really is too good. Well, you see, he begins. I need to take some photos of a somewhat personal nature. Lan Chan's silence is palpable, and oh gosh, what was Wei Ying thinking? Nudes, he clarifies. Or artistic semi-nudes, maybe? Wei Ying really, really did not think this through. Now Lan Chan will want to know why he needs nude photos, and Wei Ying absolutely does not want to have to tell him. I have a vendetta against this absolute asshole blogger who won't give my dick pics an A+. Wei Ying wishes fervently that the earth would swallow him up as he braces himself for Lan Chan's refusal. Wei Ying needs nude photos. Why does Wei Ying need nude photos? Lan Chan doesn't think he's been seeing anyone, not lately, but maybe there's someone new. He has been more distracted than usual now that Lan Chan thinks about it, and there was that day a while back when Wei Ying had come home with oil painting supplies and shut himself in his room for hours. Lan Chan hadn't realized Wei Ying was even into oil painting, and Wei Ying had never shown him the finished artwork. Maybe it was a gift for this person as well? It doesn't matter. Wei Ying has asked for his help, and Lan Chan will help. Lan Chan has made it his mission in life to give Wei Ying anything he asks for. He has never informed Wei Ying of this mission, for fear that Wei Ying might stop letting him. In a deeply ironic twist, Lan Chan is uniquely qualified to help with this. Wei Ying is aware of his photography, of course, but what he doesn't know is that Lan Chan has an entire blog begun in a fit of pettiness one evening after receiving yet another unsolicited and utterly uninspiring dick pic, chugging vinegar through Wei Ying's lengthy recounting of his own dating horror stories, and unwisely taking him up on his offer of a drink, Lan Chan, just a little one, to toast the shit show that is modern dating. The next morning, Lan Chan had been mortified to discover hundreds of notifications for the new blog where he'd apparently posted the photo, along with an absolutely scathing review detailing its many artistic and technical failings. Rate My Dick Pic has proved more popular and more fun than he could have possibly anticipated, and by the rate of submissions, he is clearly providing a much-needed service. The humiliating idea of explaining its origins, however, is why Lan Chan has never told Wei Ying about that particular pet project either. Wei Ying has started to apologize nervously, so Lan Chan sets thoughts of dick pic irony aside and asks,
"These are for someone in particular?"
"Yes," Wei Ying replies. Lan Chan's heart sinks. "Don't worry, Lan Chan," he says. "I assure you this person has very much consented to receiving such, suggestive photos." Wei Ying must have noted the disappointment and misunderstood its cause.
"Not worried. Wei Ying would not send them otherwise."
Wei Ying smiles that soft, flustered smile he always wears when Lan Chan says anything to compliment him. They go to Wei Ying's room and Lan Chan frowns. The light in here is really not ideal for this and the space is cluttered. If Wei Ying needs nudes, Lan Chan will give him excellent nudes.
"Not here," he says. "Come with me."
He leads Wei Ying to his room instead, where his big bed is neatly made with a fluffy white duvet and golden hour sunlight is pouring in through the windows.
"Better. You can kneel on the bed," Lan Chan says.
The wall behind Lan Chan's bed is the same apartment beige as in Wei Ying's room. But with the light and Lan Chan's bedding, plus the lack of scuff marks, sticky notes, and tacked up scribbles on the wall, it's a much better backdrop, if perhaps a little bland. Wei Ying must see the same thing. "One sec," he says, then runs back to his room where Lan Chan can hear him digging through his closet. Wei Ying whirls back in and hops on the bed, and Lan Chan knows these photos are going to be devastating. Wei Ying is flushed and excited, and the crimson of the thin robe he's changed into makes his skin glow in the golden light. He's gorgeous. "Not my whole face now, Lan Chan," Wei Ying instructs with a wink, and Lan Chan mourns that some stranger is going to be the lucky recipient of such beauty. Wei Ying doesn't need much direction to pose, just shakes his hair loose over his shoulder, kneels up, twists his torso, and lets the robe fall apart to reveal a tantalizing peak. One dusky nipple, a trail of dark hair, his cock beginning to fill out. A cock which Lan Chan has definitely, absolutely 100% seen before. Lan Chan stares. He's seen that cock, seen it from poorly chosen angles and in black and white and wearing a silly hat, and once, memorably, tied up with a bright red ribbon in a photo marred only by too much clutter in the background. And most recently, most maddeningly, in a pointedly shitty picture with "fuck you" written on it.
"Lan Chan, everything okay?"
Lan Chan is still staring and Wei Ying is starting to look concerned and Lan Chan needs to say something. But the only thing that manages to work its way out of his mouth is,
"You can't submit this."
Wei Ying blinks at him.
"Can't submit? Lan Chan, what? What do you mean? Is there something wrong with my pose?"
He sounds so uneasy. Lan Chan takes a deep breath and drops the camera to make eye contact with his best friend, his crush, and, apparently, his internet nemesis.
"Yiling Laozu," he says, "you cannot submit a picture I take to my own blog."
Wei Ying's face is so very mobile. It goes through a half-dozen expressions Lan Chan distantly wishes he had the presence of mind to capture, before curling into a shocked, delighted smile.
"Lan Chan!" he exclaims. "You're really Hung Won Jun?"
"Hmm."
"Such a crude joke for you, Lan Chan,"
teases Wei Ying. Lan Chan feels his lips twitch. It is, that's why he picked it. If one is going to rate dick pics on the internet, one can't be too pretentious about it.
"And you're so mean,"
Wei Ying continues, laughing now,
"telling people their dicks are boring and uninspired."
"Not the dicks,"
Lan Chan corrects.
"Huh?"
"The dicks are not critiqued, only the pictures, the way they are presented. Each dick deserves to be shown to its best advantage."
Wei Ying's mirth is beautiful. He tries to pull on a frown and can't quite manage it.
"Well, you certainly critiqued my pictures quite harshly, Hung Won Jun."
Had to, Lan Chan replies seriously. Wei Ying's dick is very beautiful. It deserves to be the subject of equally beautiful photographs. Wei Ying blushes as red as his robe and flings himself face down on the bed.
Lan Chan, you cannot just say things like that,
he wails. Then he peeks back up with a devious gleam in his eye.
You'll simply have to take responsibility then, he says, by taking the kind of photograph my beautiful dick deserves.
Lan Chan would be thrilled to oblige, especially now that he knows it's not for a stranger after all. He sets the camera down and walks over to rearrange Wei Ying on the bed. Wei Ying shudders a little as Lan Chan draws him back up to a kneeling pose and gently moves his limbs into position. He combs Wei Ying's long hair with his fingers so it flows like a spill of ink over his shoulder. He adjusts the fall of the robe so it shows some, but not all, of his lovely, beautiful body. A tease. Wei Ying's breath catches as Lan Chan's hands hover at his sides. He decides to be brave.
Wei Ying, may I touch you?
Wei Ying licks his lips and almost whimpers, please. Lan Chan pinches his nipples and Wei Ying gasps. He plucks at them and rolls them under his thumbs until they're flushed and erect. He flutters his fingers down Wei Ying's stomach and follows the trail of hair down below his navel. Wei Ying bites his lip and whines when Lan Chan grips his cock. It's hot in his hand and Lan Chan pumps it a few times until a single perfect bead of pre-cum forms on the head. When he lets go, Wei Ying breathes out, Lan Chan! And he sounds so wrecked and needy already that Lan Chan almost abandons their project entirely to push him down on the bed and have him right then. Almost.
Patience, Wei Ying, he says instead. Remember why we are doing this.
He fixes Wei Ying's robe again and steps back. Wei Ying sways after him before catching himself and pouts.
So mean, Lan Chan.
His eyes are bright and his lips are begging to be kissed. The very picture of temptation. Lan Chan picks up the camera and frames his shot. Wei Ying is just as stunning as he imagined. Lan Chan captures him from the mouth down. All golden skin and black hair, the bright red of his robes, the dark blush on his lips and nipples and cock, the gracious lines of his body limned by the evening glow. He snaps a few shots like that, then reframes to take one just for him, taking in the whole of Wei Ying's gorgeous, wanting expression and smoldering eyes as well, before bringing the camera closer and turning it to show his muse.
This is how you deserve to be photographed, he says. Beautiful.
Well, you're the expert, laughs Wei Ying, a little shaky. Lan Chan, you've made me look so sexy.
Wei Ying did that, Lan Chan insists. I merely know how to capture it.
Wei Ying smiles up at him, eyes dark and full of promise.
You'd better put that camera down and capture something else if you're going to keep talking like that.
He does.
Wei Ying, you're sure? Lan Chan asks later.
Oh yes, Lan Chan, Wei Ying replies. If my quest must be over, I want some recognition at least.
Hung Wen Jun puts up a new post.
An ideal dick pic. Note the framing of the subject, the use of light and color, and the posing of the body. The simple background keeps the focus on the figure, while the drape of the robe leads the eye down and lends the shot an intimate, seductive feel. The hand at the base of the cock and the glimpse of open mouth, in particular, make this photo especially erotic. My deepest thanks to model Yiling Laozu for posing.
There, says Lan Chan,
turning to give his boyfriend a satisfied kiss. Wei Ying never does get his A+ rating, but this is even better. The end. Author's notes. An important coda. At Lirlin. After they're together, does Wei Ying sometimes send him an intentionally bad pick so that evening he'll sternly coach him on taking a better one?
Yes, definitely.
At Flock of Words.
Huaisong's reaction must be priceless. Nie Huaisong has had notifications on for Hung Won Jun since Yiling Laozu was first submitted, and he is very satisfied at this outcome. We actually saw Nie Huaisong's A+ submission early in the thread. Winking smiley face.
The actual end.